When we last saw our heroines, mother-daughter duo Ritu and Priya Krishna, we were all scarfing down their amazing grilled yogurt sandwiches. But then we moved to the couch and we talked about how their book Indianish came about. I started by asking Ritu what it was like cooking for Priya when she was growing up.
It was challenging because since she was little, we would go to a restaurant and she would order from the adult menu because none of the things, macaroni and cheese and, you know, French fries just didn't do it for her. And a similar theme, you know, prevailed at home. So when I was packing her lunch, she wanted some new and different things. My older daughter, she was happy with the same thing over and over every day. Peanut butter, jelly sandwich, you know, yogurt, a fruit. That was the standard lunch. Priya, on the other hand, would say, hey, you know, Mom, I can't eat the same thing again and again, so you've got to give me something else. So Sunday night, we used to try and make something special. She would give me ideas. I appreciated some of it then, but sometimes sometimes it was a chore because, you know, I was trying to juggle a million other things and then trying to be creative in cooking. But I think, you know, her pushing me was good.
Yeah.
Because in the end, I think everybody ate well.
Yeah. Even though you had to actually do it.
Yeah.
But so how did you feel when she called you up one day and said, Mom, I want to write a book of your recipes?
Just to clarify, I told her after the book was sold. So it was more like, Mom, you're writing a book. You're writing a book with me.
That is true, because up until then, there were like many, many proposals that she had run by me and saying, you know, here is how I'm pitching it. These are some of the ideas. We helped brainstorm. And then one fine day, she's like, Mom, you have to write 100 recipes. Like, what?
Well, let me ask you this. I assume you're close with your mom, Priya.
Yes, I would say that.
Were you like, okay, let's work on this project every single day for 2 years, kind of close?
I mean, it's kind of weird. I feel like there's a very different conception of mother-daughter relationships in like non-Western world versus the Western world. Like, I feel like the Western world, there's this sort of like Gilmore Girls style. Like, my mom is my best friend. I tell her everything.
Right.
Whereas my mom, for me, our closeness has always been like the deep like respect and admiration have for her. And so actually, like I feel like doing this book, like my mom and I spent more one-on-one time than we really had spent in a long, long time.
Yeah. What were some of the things that surprised the two of you while talking to each other and working on this book together?
For me, it was how important it is to just ask your parents questions. Mm. As I've become a food writer, I've mined my parents for many stories and sort of explanations behind certain recipes. And I learned things about my mom that I never knew before. I learned things about my dad that I never knew before, my whole extended family. Like, I'd never asked my mom about, like, the moment when she met my dad. They had an arranged marriage.
Yeah.
And we'd never had, like, an in-depth conversation about that before.
It sounds like such a gift to have worked on this thing together.
And have it all codified, really, so that if I forget, I have a place where I can go and look it up, and all of my cousins can look it up, and hopefully my kids. Like, that's amazing. And Mom, I hadn't actually talked to you about like what it was like to see this book in real life and what, like, how you feel about the fact that I did this.
I love the fact that you did this. The big reason for me is just documentation of foods that you grew up with for forever and ever. And I see benefits from it because I see you cook these things. I follow you on Instagram and every so often I see a dal show up, a sabzi show up. It's so heartwarming. I love it.
But is it weird to you seeing, like, you know, when I make these videos on Bon Appetit and people will make sag feta at home, they'll make dahi toast at home. Is that weird, mind-blowing? How does that feel seeing people making the food that you just made on a weeknight?
I love seeing people make those things because to me, that means they're going to be eating well. You know, these are people like you, like us, and if they're eating well, then that's a good thing.
Ritu, what surprised you about this process?
I think I was it took me a while to realize why she would ask me these random questions. Like one time we were walking, and she started asking me all these questions about my life, you know, like how I met my husband and, you know, what it was like growing up and all of that. So I was really surprised. But then after a while, a theme began to emerge that she was asking me these things for a reason, because she was trying to understand where I came from, what I did, why I did certain things and so on, which was really great.
Was there anything that she asked you that you didn't want to talk about?
I don't think so. So far she hasn't asked me anything that I wouldn't want to share.
No. Yeah, no, I feel like, I mean, the one thing we don't talk about that much is your parents' death. I usually talk to Dad about that, but.
Mm. Yeah, it used to be difficult to talk about that, but I think I'm at a place now that I can.
Yeah. Mm.
I lost both my parents in a car accident.
Oh, God.
Just like that. Just, you know, really, really, when they were in their 50s.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it took us a while to get over that and get back to normal life.
But the silver lining is basically because of that, I grew up around all my mom's brothers, all my aunts, all my uncles, all my cousins. Because of that, my mom and her brothers just insisted on all of us being in the same place. And that's why we all ended up in Texas, and why I have this like unbelievable extended family that probably shaped my life more than anything else. Mm-hmm. So obviously it was a tragedy, but maybe absent that, we wouldn't have all been in the same place.
Yeah. Well, thank you two so much for doing this. I know obviously for so many ways you did it for yourself, but I was so glad to have a part in just in reading your family stories, mm-hmm. and to be here talking with you is really special. Thank you.
Yeah.
Priya Krishna and Ritu Krishna are the authors of Indianish, Recipes and Antics from a Modern American Family.